Hello, future friends.
And welcome to the Be My Friend podcast.
Welcome back. I'm Tiff, and I'm here with my co-host and, more importantly, my friend, Tyler.
Hi, guys. Today we have a fun-filled episode on a webtoon we haven't discussed in probably, I think we're going on about a month and a half, 2 months now. It's been several weeks, several episodes, and that webtoon is...
Faze.
We haven't talked about it for a while. We left off at episode 44, and we are really getting into some juicy content as we notice the arc is kind of coming to an end. At some point soon, we assume that's how it feels. So we thought we'd talk about it now before everything really explodes, even though it already kind of did a little bit.
Yes, we wanted to wait until all the juicy, hot, and steaminess was released so we can just cover it all before we all get hit by a bus.
By that bus that Joe threatened that we are... I mean, if you're fast passing, you've already been hit by like 7 buses.
It's getting pretty rough over there in the phase world, and
my Jeep couldn't save me. I put the roof on. It didn't help.
It did not help. But
I'm still very hurt.
You know what? Tyler and I are still here for Leon. We are still rooting him on.
100%. I'm still here for everyone. I really am. But yeah, we haven't talked about it for a while. We've got a lot to cover today. If you haven't read up to episode 52 of Faze, what are you doing? Go check it out. It's wild and crazy, and there's so much going on, and we're going to spoil you if you don't go read it before you listen, so...
I don't know what you're doing if you did go read it, because... Wow!
Like, what is happening? I liked all the people who would comment... this weekend, so we're recording the weekend that Webtoon put out the redraw for Faze, which has me so excited. I'm trying to finish my drawing right now. These people are commenting on it like, who's that? And we're like, where have you been? It's Leon.
It's Leon. They're like, what? I thought the blue-haired guy was the male lead, and I'm like, this
he is also a male lead. Just get out of here.
Triangle a story? Where have you been? Are we reading the same story? I don't know.
They're like, oh no, I'm so sad. The blue-haired guy is dead. And we're like, RIP Shu, I guess. He's just dead, apparently.
I didn't know he died, but okay. We're here for it.
Anyways, we are here to squash all those vicious rumors of Shu's death. It is not confirmed that our boy is dead. He's just hanging off of a building right now.
Doing some chin-ups and like exactly. abs. And we know
ripped.
That Jacob's going to be there with his gloves saving our boy. He is Elsa, so.
Shout out to my mom.
But yeah, we know Shu's fine. It was so funny reading the comments for people that haven't read Faze in a while. And they're like, I didn't know Leon was endgame. And I'm like, we are in the past. So I know you're listening. You are all caught up because I don't know why you would be listening to us
if you're not caught up. I'm sure you're caught up or you're at least reading this actively.
But it is so funny to see because we've been in the past for months now enjoying Leon and Min's backstory. So this kiss is not like present time kissing. We are in the past and they're still even like young teenage
if you want to take
lovers.
It to a very logistical place, if you're reading Faze, you know that present Leon has the neck tattoo, past Leon does not. So if they're kissing and you don't see that neck tat, there's your sign. But
this beauty right here. But you know what he does have in the past?
Abs.
That lion tattoo on his back.
And abs.
And we get to see a lot of that in these recent episodes. And I'm here for it.
We sure do. We were falling on the floor. We were all over the place the past several weeks. Because even when we had been talking about it the last time, we were just leading up to the most spicy, which is the recent episode. And since we were fast passers, we were 4 or 5 episodes ahead. So we've been waiting for this just absolute masterpiece to be revealed to the rest of the readers of Webtoon who don't fast pass. And we've just been like, that kiss, that fireworks kiss, that was my phone wallpaper for like 4 weeks, I think. It only got replaced by my dog because he's precious. Otherwise, it would still be my wallpaper.
It was so beautiful. I mean, each episode that Joe did, I really like the different hues he does when they are in Tokyo, between the purple hues and the pink hues and them standing above the skyline and just seeing that behind Min and Leon. It was just so breathtaking. And then with the fireworks scene and the hues from the fireworks, all of it was just gorgeous. And like I feel like
Shoujo finale. It was amazing.
It was just amazing. And I don't know, it's like all my favorite colors. I love that. I love seeing them and then it highlighting the characters. It's just gorgeous. So
yeah, I like it because the series typically has that purpley red hue going on, and he still managed to draw Tokyo with a whole new feel. It felt more lively and like the beginning of something. Of course, now in Fast Pass, it's taking a turn, but in these episodes, it really does feel like something is blossoming, booming. Yes. The way that, I mean, we have all our phase pictures behind us right now, so you see the typical hues that are used, but it's the way he did it for Tokyo, those are just incredible chapters. You could tell he worked so hard on them because they're all amazing, but those ones are just, like Tiff said, they're breathtaking, honestly.
It's just so magical. And two, and then he, and you said blossoming, he even ties in like the cherry blossom trees in the background. So it was just so beautiful.
It was gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. And we can't cry about it enough, okay?
It's just so beautiful. It's such a good mix of beauty and steaminess in these recent episodes that you're just like so well fed in all of these.
And we're literally so obsessed with it that we're getting ahead of ourselves. But I guess we can backtrack to where we left off. And they do have some moments even between then and going to Tokyo where you can tell there is a lot of tension. And these two go through so much will they, won't they, that it's not even funny.
Oh my gosh, I get so mad at them. I'm like, can you guys just like share your feelings?
What are you doing? They're like sitting on the couch and he goes, you could touch me if you want to. And she goes too, but then Evan comes home. And then they both somehow walk away from that situation like, they don't like me.
They're just the average teen couple that's nervous to tell each other they like each other. And they're like, oh, she definitely only sees me as a friend, and she's like drooling as she's staring at him.
I mean, it's so realistic. It's painful. It truly is. That's exactly what happens, because think back to your first romances, like your young love. It's not really fun to think back to, I'm not going to lie, but you can think back to it, and it was incredibly awkward.
It's so awkward, and they're like, so awkward together.
Should I hold his hand? And then I just like side-eye him and be like, no, he doesn't like me. It's my boyfriend.
When they go to Tokyo, we see Min get jealous a little bit, and then flashbacks of her seeing other women hit on Leon. And Leon's not giving them any attention. Like, he's not leading them on in any way. He's just like, why are they touching me? like, I don't like to be touched. And they're all like hanging on him. And she's just like, I know I shouldn't be jealous because he's not mine, but
like, you shouldn't be jealous because he's not even paying attention to that. Okay, Min.
Yeah, she's like, he could have anyone he wants. Like,
they're absolutely ridiculous. They're absolutely ridiculous. It's so hard to watch, but it's also, it made the payoff in the recent episodes so much sweeter.
You know what killed me the most, Tyler, was when we recorded our top 5 webtoon abs. At the time, all these episodes were fast passes. And before that, we had a lot of younger Leon or Leon in a shirt. So we never really got to see his true six-pack that he has. And
it was painful to not include him on the list. Guys, so we wanted painful. To so bad. Even Joe, he was on Twitter and he's like, this is a crime. I'm like, I'm sorry. We only had like one picture of him.
And it's all Fast Pass, all his abs, his beautiful abs are in Fast Pass. We didn't want to like release it, so we did like put at the end.
In memoriam of Leon's abs. We wanted to put them on so bad. So just know, Leon is, oh my god, that boy's abs. I'll put a picture up on the screen now, because now it's free. I'll put up like 4 pictures.
One of my favorite scenes, and I know we're jumping ahead, but I have to say it, is the shower scene. The shower scene! That brought me back to Sirens of Lament when Ian came out in the towel and it was like all smoky and foggy around him. And I didn't even know why it was foggy around Ian. But I never could relate anyone's abs to Ian. But now I can.
And we get to see them even more.
Oh, yes, yes. Us just thirsting for an hour over Ian's body.
Yeah, that's what this episode was. I don't know if you thought we were going to come on and have really good theories or talk about it in depth. No, we're just going to talk about Leon's abs for an hour straight.
For, like, those beautiful hues, those nice cherry blossoms.
His abs.
Leon's abs.
Well, hey, it's hard to talk about FaZe and not comment on just how incredible the artwork is.
So, Min FaZe to Tokyo. And...
yes, because Leon finally convinced her that he knew what was going on. And I loved that entire scene and how it played out. Because they were still in their weird, like, will they, won't they? He is convinced, okay, you can trigger your phasing and it won't hurt anybody and you won't even be as affected by it because, he had to, like, jump off that.
Yeah, she had to jump off of, like, a crane, I think.
Yeah, it was, she was on something and she just, like, leaped off it. And I'm like, that takes some trust. But she did it and Leon was right.
She was nervous.
It wasn't the same as it normally was. She didn't, like, cause a big explosion everywhere.
Right.
It wasn't this huge thing. She was free-falling, and she phased midair. And it was amazing. And the way it was illustrated was also
right, and she has that gorgeous device now that he made for her.
Yes, that's where that came from. Yep.
On her arm, which we see glimpses of that in present time when she's, like, with Shu. So it was really cool to see how that was created, and that was all Leon's making and his idea to help her. So she's able to track her, you know, when she's running out of time, when she's about to phase and everything. So it was really cool to see all of that unfold and that Leon was behind all of that big brain.
The birth of that device and how it was all made and how it was Leon spending countless amount of hours and energy on Min because he cares about her so much and he just wants help. And I'm going to start crying.
I just love Leon so much. I don't think we fully understand how much Leon has been through.
No, I think people are constantly forgetting. Because Tiff and I talk about this all the freaking time.
All the time.
This guy went through so much when he was a kid. He was trafficked.
And then he was picked up by a hacker. Skull. We kind of like Skull. From the dark web. And before all that, he was an orphan.
He just had the worst. Like, he had the worst childhood. Even worse than the worst childhood. I mean, like I said, it gets dark. He has been through so much. So, oh my god, we get on our high horse when people are like, Leon's dead.
I know,
Leon.
I guess.
He's boring. It's like a fictional character.
Right? I know. I call Tyler and I'll start yelling. Even, like, with this story, too, I'll get so mad. I can't say too much because it's fast-paced, but even when some of the characters say things to Leon, I was like, do you even understand what he's been through?
This is the most we'll say. We're kind of mad at Min right now, and we love Min so much. She is such an incredible, strong woman, but we're a little salty at her at the moment. That's all we're going to say. We did have to, like, try and get that away because we were like, well, we're not actually mad at her. We're just stressed with her right now in the story. And then we're trying to go back and remember the times where they were, like, cute and amazing. And now we're like, but what you said to Leon.
How dare you?
I mean, once you read it, you'll understand everything we're saying. It makes so much sense, but it's just like you're seeing it and you're like...
I feel really bad because, you know, some people will also, like, some fans will comment how Leon could come off as a bit annoying with how much neediness he has. And it just makes so much sense, I think, for everything he's been through, from being an orphan, being bullied by the other kids. Everyone's basically turned their back on him. So he suffered so much, and he finally found someone that he loves and would do anything for and made him less selfish, which...
After everything he's been through, he wasn't going to trust anybody, and Min helped bring him back to that. So he's not going to easily go and find another person to trust. Like, Min and Evan are his people. And I would argue he's not even needy to them. After he felt like they weren't going to do anything for him, he just, like, skedaddled, and then they got mad at him. And I'm like, well, you got to let him in a little.
Right? You got to let him
I'm mad at everybody except Leon.
We love Leon so much. And even, like, Leon says to Min, he goes, "You made me less of a selfish person." I was like, honey, you're not selfish. He's you're just never, scared yeah. of people. Just like, scared. And you deserve to be like that. I mean, jeez, yeah. honey. Makes I just so much fix sense. You.
Poor baby. We love him.
Tyler
okay?
and I will go in and fix you, okay?
We will fight for you, Leon.
We are here.
Everyone, if you want to catch these hands, come at me, because I will fight you about Leon.
You know who's annoying? Hearing Shu's dead.
Yes. That's annoying. You're annoying. The only annoying thing here is you thinking Shu is dead.
That's annoying. Not Leon. So Min faced to Tokyo, and then Leon jumped on this opportunity to use it as a trip for them to get together and bond, and maybe he can express his true feelings to Min.
All this is doing is it's just it's bringing all the seeds back into my brain, so I'm like starting to like shake and fall because I'm like, oh god, rapid. So many things happen. Oh my god.
And we see a little bit even of how much he is still suffering with everything he's been through, because when he lands off of the airplane, he started having a panic attack because of the crowd. He doesn't like crowds. And we see this is a constant thing throughout these episodes. Crowds freak him out. He starts sweating, he starts breathing heavy, and he's like, oh my gosh, there's so many people. And it's hard to see. And whenever he is with Min, it is easier for him, and he finds, you know, safe, like, he feels safe.
That's his safe place,
with,
yeah.
Yeah, when he's with Min, so.
I really did love that. He just goes. He goes, where are you? Oh, I'm in Tokyo. He goes, okay. He just goes to Tokyo, and Min's like, oh. And they're, like, freaking out. I like how she tries to do a full makeover on herself.
Yes.
And she's, like, stabbing herself with her mascara, and it's just so funny. And I love the little call out to True Beauty. She's like, goddess of beauty, help me. That was pretty funny. But yeah, I just loved how she tried to do the full makeover so she could look cute for Leon. And meanwhile, Leon's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's like, you don't have to wear that stuff.
He's and like, she's like, good. Meanwhile, she's like, in his brain, this is the hottest woman I've ever seen in my life. Regardless of what she puts on her face, you know, he just freaking loves her to death, so.
Yes, and she's just like, thanks, Leon, for being a butt.
I loved watching them go out and, like, run around town, though. It was so cute. Oh, my God. So then they're like, let's go do some sightseeing.
Yeah. Well, no, I think they thought they were going right to the hotel.
Yeah, she thought they were going to go to the hotel, but then Leon does that whole thing where in his brain he's like, tonight, I will make you mine.
Yes, tonight I can't hold back anymore.
We're like, don't hold back, Leon.
We're like, dang,
throwing our phones.
Oh my gosh. And I literally screenshotted a picture of Leon in his car because she was all mad because, you know, he gets all this money from hacking through the
It's not legal web,
you know, and he got them this fancy car and everything, and he's like, live a little, and he just has like his hand like this, and he's just like looking, and Min's like, okay, and I'm like, okay, get in there,
okay.
And then when he says that, and he's like, I will make you mine, I'm like, oh, we are here.
Yes, make her yours, Leon. We're here for it. But then, of course, they get there, and it's so cute. It is so cute.
The skyline. Yes, he's like, I gotta take you somewhere. Because she thought they were going right to the hotel, and he surprises her by taking her to this beautiful view where we get to see, oh my gosh, Joe does an amazing job at drawing the Tokyo skyline with these light blues, whites, and blacks.
It's the perfect setting, too. And he really had us going, because I really did think that this was going to end in their feelings for each other finally being known. And boy, they tried. They really did try. He really did risk it all and say everything to her. But he took her nervousness as a sign of, like, fear and not wanting to kiss him, and then it blows my mind, they still both walked away from that incredibly romantic moment overlooking the Tokyo skyline.
Getting real, having a serious conversation, because she's like, why did you leave? And he's like, I'm not trying to get away from you. It's the opposite. And he's having this full-blown conversation about, like, how much he cares about her. And he grabs her, and he's, like, about to kiss her. Their lips even slightly touch. And for some odd reason, Leon opens his eyes. And
who does that?
Man, like,
you just go in, Leon. This is kissing 101, okay? Here's some advice from two old ladies.
You never open your
Don't
eyes.
Don't open your eyes. Just kiss her. I mean, as long as she's obviously wanting to kiss you back in that moment. I understand there's a whole, you got to be careful, but like, she's clearly all there for it. He like opens his eyes and sees she's just nervous. And he's like, yeah, she's terrified. She doesn't want to kiss me. And I'm like, no, she's terrified. She's never kissed anybody. Oh my God.
That just like brings me back to thinking of my younger days. Cause I'm assuming this is Min's first kiss.
I think so. And I think they're like 20s, right? They're early 20s at this point.
But we have to remember like Min has been with nobody. So Mm-mm. She has like no experience. Not even like a first peck. Experience. No. So she's gonna be nervous, and she was blushing, her eyes were squinting, and it just brings me back to like my first kiss as like a kid, and I was like, I think I did the same thing. Actually, I know I did. I was like, what?
like you're getting really close to my face.
Yeah, like it, and it was just kind of
I
out
think
of
I want you
I
to but I also don't but Never also really. I do but I'm confused.
It was so, like, I remember I knew it wasn't about to happen. The kid just turned around and put one right on my lips. And I was like, what is happening? And then it was, like, a second. And I'm like, I did something really weird. I was like, I don't even know. Memory lane.
He gets done. He looks at you and you're like.
Yeah. So, like, if God forbid, if Leon was kissing me, that, you know, my reaction.
And it was my first kiss. He
would have
been like,
worse.
Oh, God, she's disturbed by me. I gotta go.
She
I don't think I did anything.
Now.
Yeah, no shit. She's possessed. Okay. Like we said, though, it makes it so painfully realistic because that's exactly. I did not have a very similar experience because my first kiss was like a lovely spin the bottle moment. So it was just kind of like, I'm going to close my eyes and pretend I'm not kissing this boy I don't like.
Oh, man, yeah. Well,
Isn't
I guess
sad?
We probably had very similar facial expressions.
I mean, I'm like, and they did it where they're like, you have to kiss for 3 seconds. And I'm like, oh, my God, okay.
You're like,
and I'm like going up there and I'm like, this is my first kiss. I'm so sad because I didn't even like this guy.
Oh,
and then
that's
I'm just
awful.
Like, I'm like, 1, 2, 3. And I'm like holding my lips and I'm like, okay, I'm done. And I like run away. Oh, to be 12.
Yeah, I know, right? It really was awful if I think... I mean, everyone was yelling at this poor kid. We were by a baseball field, which is, I guess, kind of romantic. I really wanted to be on the pitcher's mound, like Drew Barrymore. That was my goal, but...
I was just in someone's basement next to a ping-pong table.
He was, like, in his little league baseball uniform, I remember. And everyone's like, just do it already! And then, like, he just turned and did it, and I was like...
See, look at these two. She could have had her first kiss beautifully in front of the Tokyo skyline. I mean, she got it in front of freaking fireworks, so she wins. But, I mean, listen to us. We had, like, the worst experiences when we were 12. That's very sad. Min won.
Min won. I mean, hands down.
Basement
props to her.
Or fireworks? Baseball field in a corner or fireworks?
You know?
Having all these people, all your peers, your 12-year-old peers yelling at you, like, just kiss already.
And I
like,
know. And then, like, you could have been chapstick there. There could have been, you know.
Could have been anything, but there just wasn't.
No.
Also, it was Halloween.
Oh!
And I had face paint on. This is
Do
the
you
weirdest.
Remember what you were dressed up as?
I think I was, like, a ghost something. Because, I mean, I was 12, so I just went out to, like, go to a little party, basically. I didn't do anything real. I was just like, I'm just gonna paint my face white and be a dead thing. So I'm sure this guy also did not want to kiss me.
Sad hour for us, Min. And look at, she had like beautiful Leon too. It's like, huh.
Like the most gorgeous man, her first love.
See, Joe, look at, you were so realistic in all of these interactions with these two. You took us right down memory lane. So.
It was an unfortunate visit down memory lane. And I'm sorry all of you had to hear it. But yep, that was, it was so real that it took us back.
the funniest thing about this whole thing is that even though their lips slightly brushed, she's like, no, we're just friends. But he got so close. But nah, we're just friends. He doesn't see me like that. And I'm like, how do you still have that mindset after that whole interaction?
I know, but that's also the realistic part.
It's so funny.
Seriously, it would happen all the time. I had so many encounters like that in my young life where you're like, sitting pretty close to me, he's holding my hand, I think we're just friends.
Probably just like, friends.
Are you on crack? I'm gonna go back to 14-year-old me and be like,
probably
you're dumb.
Because he thought I was the most hideous person here. He just realized it probably, in that split second.
Exactly. As soon as he got really close to my face right then, he was like, oh, never mind.
We're actually, friends. Nah, I'm good.
I wanted to kiss you until I got an inch away from your face, and then I was like, never mind. Let's just chill later.
And, I saw your gigantic pores, and I was like, no, that's not for me.
I was like, do guys even know what a pore is?
That's what would go through a woman's head.
Exactly.
It's probably my pores.
Oh, no.
You never know. But it's so funny because from here then, it gets even more hilarious.
Right, they're both so emo.
They're both emo, driving quietly, and they get to the hotel, and there's only one room left. It's the honeymoon suite.
The best trope of all. Give me the, oh no, there's only one bed trope every time. I love it.
The honeymoon suite. And they're like, there's only one bed. And then Min just starts word vomiting, like, all over the place. She's just like, we sleep in one bed all the time. I mean, well, like, it's either the bed or the floor, or, you know, we're just friends. And then, like, the person that's booking the room for them is just like, I don't care.
She's just like, I really don't give a shit. Just, can you just book the room or not? I don't know.
And Leon's
just like, we're only friends, okay? We're just going to be email some more.
He's like, yes, book it. And then they get to the room, and he's like, there's only one bed. And this was the most hilarious part ever. And Min goes, me.
Yes. Me then, or something.
Yes.
There's gonna be so many bleeps.
So many bleeps. And I was just like, what? And Leon's like, I'm gonna go take a shower. And she's like, all right, see you later, buddy.
Like, yep, good talk, friendo.
I didn't mean that.
Literally, she just says, fuck me then. And he's like, I gotta go shower.
A cold shower.
A very cool. Actually, it looked very hot.
And then, you know, you have Leon in the shower and he's like imagining all these things and how he just wants to touch her and what her skin would feel like. And he imagines like a whole scenario of him taking her tank top down and kissing her neck. And then he's like, whoo, what am I doing? And then he turns the shower on cold.
Then it's a cold shower.
We're just like,
like, it's okay, Leon, you got this. It's so funny because neither of them know what's about to happen. And everyone in our brains were like, it's going down tonight. Like, you just know. You're like, it's going to finally happen.
Joe just does such a good job. Through these episodes, he led us on, like, crazy. He didn't feed us right away. It was painful.
It was painful. It was painful. It was to the point where we'd call each other. We'd be like, what the hell, man?
I know, because he kept saying it's getting spicy, and I'm like, I'm not seeing it! Like, we're not getting there, where's the spice?
Even because what we, like, messaged him something, we bothered Joe so much, poor guy, we messaged him something, we're just like, oh my god, we're getting ready, because he said something about the bus, and we're like, alright, we'll get hit by the bus. He's like, well, it'll get good before you get hit by the bus, that's all I'm telling you. And this was in the past now, so it has gotten good now, so we know this, but we're like, okay, so then Tiff and I every week were like, when's it gonna happen? It's supposed to get good before we get hit by a bus.
And we were so bad.
And every single week we're like, oh, okay. And then we're like, next week though. Oh, okay. Next week though. And then it's like every week we're like, ah.
Where is it? And
where's
it was
the
so
spice?
Funny. We were starving for this.
Shriveled up in the corner dying.
It was hilarious because was so then funny. Joe posted on his Instagram that Leon's going to be breaking out or going to be showing some leg. And
oh my god, again,
I
we're ridiculous.
Thing, like, is he going to be diving in the sheets?
Because he says something. We're like, why is he going to be wearing a swimsuit, diving into those sheets with men?
Yes, he's just like,
you guys need to calm down. He's wearing shorts.
We're like, oh.
Like, ah, in bed?
In bed is he wearing shorts?
I swear.
We needed to take a cold shower.
We did. I do feel bad for Joe sometimes. He's very nice to us because we're like, hey.
Nothing happens after those shower scenes. They just wake up and, you know, Min's very excited about the day. And we do see Leon in his shorts. And that is the leg that Joe was referring to. And, you know, Min has this whole day planned. And she plans so much. And Leon's like, there's just no way that we can squeeze all that in. She's like, we're doing it. So, and it was so cute.
Oh, God. And then the lead up to the big moment we've all been waiting for. It couldn't have been more perfectly done. Because once again, you are faced directly with them having to handle jealousy. And thinking like, oh, well, they're just my friend, so I shouldn't feel this way. But Leon's like overprotective and grabbing her.
Yes, because these creepos were hitting on Min.
They were creepy.
They were so creepy. They're like, I thought she was going to be easy. And I'm like, ew.
Gross.
And he's even Leon's like, I didn't like how they were looking at you as prey. And I was like, that's exactly how they were looking at us.
And I liked that. Okay, seriously, the way it finally happened, when it was happening, you could just tell the buildup. He's like, I don't like the way that they're looking at you. I don't like how this is going. And he's like, even though you're not mine, and you don't feel that way about me, and whatever. And
he's like, I can't hide this emotion anymore. This is how I feel about you. And it's just amazing.
It's literally exploding.
Min is the one to grab him, and she's like, stop. And then she just grabs it and puts one on him, and I was like, yes!
I was squealing, and I think my husband was in the bathroom at the time. This happens a lot. He's usually like taking a shower, taking a bath, like doing something, and then I'm outside losing my shit over webtoons. And you want to know something big? I will usually read Age Matters first because it's my favorite.
Makes
during
sense.
This time, I was reading Age Matters like an hour after it came out because I knew something was happening in Phase and I couldn't help myself. I had to read Phase first. That's a big deal.
And then, of course, I call her. So then we're on the phone and then we're like, okay, we better go read Age Matters.
Literally, when she finally planted that kiss on him and then followed it up by being like, I love you. How can you not tell that I love you? And I'm like, this is amazing.
Yes, I know. And it was so great because, you know, Joe always puts little drawings of himself, like, joking at the bottom. And he's like, who will say I love you first? Maybe Leon, maybe Min, maybe neither. And it was Min. I totally didn't see that coming, actually. I really didn't either.
I thought they were going to be so weird. But it took Leon making it so incredibly obvious that he has feelings for her for Min to feel safe, I think. In just exploding like that and being like, are you idiot? I love you.
Well, right. Oh yes, God. And the firework. And it's so beautiful because when they're kissing, there's fireworks going off, this big firework festival show. Then when she says, I love you, we get the cherry blossoms behind her as she's saying it. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then it just gets like hot and steamy because they hug each other then and, you know, Min says it's very crowded here. And Leon's like, should we go someplace else to talk? There's so much I want to say to you. And Min is like, I don't want to talk. Girl, whoa.
Okay.
We went from being very nervous, like a 12-year-old about to get their first kiss, to being like, I'm ready. I am here. Cue lust coming out from Let's Play.
Let's like, Play's lust just burst out of that cake. She's here. She's ready
to
party.
She is here, and she is ready to slay.
I'm like, okay, man, get it. Girl, get it.
So you know, like, waiting that long time, the next episode.
Yes. Oh, and we were so freaking ready, too. Oh, my God. I can't even. I mean, if we talk about this too much, we're going to just, I think we're both going to explode, and we're not going to have a podcast anymore, so we're gonna have to be careful. But it was honestly, oh God, it was everything.
We got Leon,
we got everything, and you know what,
Min on a wall,
and then she's like breaking the wall.
Yes.
I was like, honestly.
Whenever things get hot and steamy in a webtoon, Tyler and I joke all the time. We're like, I hope they go against the wall. I hope they slam each other against the wall.
If like, there's a wall, someone best be slammed up against it.
We always want to see that. So when we got that, we're like foaming at the mouth. Like, wait, what?
We were screaming at each other through text for about 5 seconds. Then we just called each other and we were screaming over the phone. But yeah, it's... They were against the wall. They were against the wall.
And then she just, like, she's like, I want all of you. And she just, like, jumps on him. And, like, they spin around to the bed. We get, like, the shirt coming off Leon. And then we just get this beautiful shot. First, we get a beautiful shot of Leon's back with that gorgeous tattoo.
Over
her. And then we get Min's view. Which is just him, like, back, and he's just, like, confident as heck. Boy's like, I know what I'm about to do. And we're just like, oh, my God, Min, you are the luckiest girl in the world right now. Okay. And he is still such – this is why I love Leon so much, too, because he is just such a gentle heart. And even though he was, like, full-blown confident in there and, like, definitely just being – amazing.
I mean, he has been waiting for so long, and he didn't think he was going to have these feelings even reciprocated because they were both being awkward and weird. And then it finally happens, and this is everything he wants in front of him, like, basically begging him to take her. And he's still like, we really don't have to do that right now. It's really okay. I am happy with how far we've gone. And Min's like, no, boy, get in here right now. Put on your swim trunks. Come swim in these sheets.
Right. Dive on in.
Dive on in.
He literally was just like, you know, this is more than enough. And she's like, not for me.
She's like, no, buddy. Honestly, same.
And the hands.
We were so sure that she was going to phase mid-bang, and that did not happen. So good job, Min. There was a point where we talked about this before, and I was like, do you think they ever managed to do anything else? Because you know how she almost phased when they almost kissed? And now I'm like, they did. And they're so cute about it, too, even the next morning. They're so cute. And he's like, I love you. And she's like, oh, don't say that. That's freaky.
I know. And she, like, hides herself, which is so, I think, too, that is so realistic in all aspects. The next day after your first time, and you're like, oh, my God,
don't look at me. You're like, don't look at my body. And they're like, I just saw your body. And you're like, no, you didn't.
He's like, you are so beautiful. She's like, ew, that's creepy. Why are you watching me sleep?
Meanwhile, my husband's like, God, you were snoring so much last night. And I'm like, dude.
Rude. And Leon's just like, I'm just the happiest I've ever been right now. And she's like, soft boy must protect. We're like, you better, Min.
Yes, he's so...
Min.
He's beautiful, okay? He deserves the world. And if you don't think so, you can get out.
Leave.
I get aggressive.
And it's just... You know what I find so interesting? They have the whole conversation the next day again. They talk about their love for each other and, you know, how long... Leon's had these feelings, and before that, when they're talking about their love for each other, and she's like, well, because he goes, what, you don't want me to say that? And she goes, no, I do, but when I say it, I know what it means. When you say it, it's like, I don't believe it. And she says, I love you. When Leon says it, he says, I'm in love with you every time. He never says, I love you. He says, I'm in love with you. And I always find that so interesting. And I don't know if it means me being a big brainer right now. I'm like, look at my weird tinfoil hat.
She lost her hat. She didn't lose it, but she just cleaned the room out. So she has like this, what is that even for? It's for like the grill or something, right?
Yeah. Put some food in
it. It's like to catch the oil. That's your hat.
This is my hat today, guys.
Just today. It's just a little thing for now.
I don't know if this is me on Saturn right now,
like,
but I always...
Does it mean something?
Does it mean something? Why doesn't Leon say, I love you too, or I love you? He always says, I'm in love with you. And I'm like, is this going to result in something bad?
That's why he no longer exists.
Is this why he's in space?
He's in the cyber world. If you play Cyberpunk, you know, there's like a whole other world. You can like live. That's what happened to Alt, which is a character in Cyberpunk, she like wound up in the cyber realm, and I'm like, is that where Leon is?
Is that where Leon's hanging out there?
In cyberspace. So that's why I'm like, he's not real. But clearly, it's completely far-fetched. I just am really obsessed with Cyberpunk, so don't mind me.
We always come up with the best big brain theories, but I wonder if Leon is in love with her in the aspect that he's in love with the idea of them being together. He's in love of what he wants them to be, yeah. But I feel like they can't be like that.
Realistically, at least at this point. She is, and I mean, even without going into Fast Pass, it's already pretty clear she's still not comfortable with herself. I don't know if she ever will be. She's not comfortable in present time with herself. She knows what's going to happen, but she's not okay with it. Even so, like, I'm kind of surprised. She's kind of learned, okay, it's going to happen. Why doesn't she go and do what she did before? There, maybe something happens. I don't know. But she knows she's going to face. So why doesn't she go do what she did when she phased to Tokyo?
Well, right.
Why'd she blow up a building? I'm confused.
And I think we're going to learn a little bit more about her phasing as we go on. But it's very curious. She even comments on that, too, when they were looking at the skyline. She was saying that how Leon has changed, that he has become more confident and everything, and she's still the same. She hasn't grown at all. And that's her being insecure about who she is, that she hasn't grown. She feels at the same where she was when she was younger, not being able to control her powers and hurting everyone else around her. And
it's tough because I don't think she was ever really – we talk about Evan a little bit, and I don't want to put Evan on like a bad, I'm not insulting Evan. I don't think he's a bad character, but I think in a lot of ways he was very good for men, and he was incredibly so selfless in deciding to take care of her at a young age and doing everything he did. But some of the ways that he handled things were not good for her ultimately. And I think that's pretty clear if you read the story. It's just the way that he's handling things and not really helping her. He's helping her be able to handle what happens as a result of her powers, but he's for some reason pushing
emotionally
things away when it comes to maybe working on it going smoother or letting yourself be shown to another. I get the fear, but even him and like Leon, like he won't let Leon in, and he's made it clear to Min that she shouldn't let Leon in to this, and Leon is actually trying to help her emotionally, physically get through this power, whereas Evan's just kind of like, here's how you fight, here's how you pick up in wherever you might phase to and get back home, which are good things to know, but yeah, emotionally it's she's just not prepared to handle any of this.
Right, and it's like a constant routine. Like, it's just this awful routine that she has to live throughout her life, and she doesn't grow from it. She doesn't become stronger from it. It still hurts her, and it could hurt other people. And I struggle with that so much, and we still don't know why Evan doesn't want Leon to know. And, you know, he's like, you're not ready. And we see this, you know, we get a little flashback of them two talking, and Evan tells Leon that he's dying and stuff. And I find it so odd that Evan feels comfortable enough. And he even says, he's like, you're like a brother to us, your family, to tell him he's dying. But then he doesn't want to let Leon in on what her powers are fully capable of doing and what they look like in order to help solve the situation. Because he knows when he dies, Leon's going to be the only one to help her and see her like this. So what does he think is going to happen? Do you think he's just going to magically become ready overnight? Well, like, I'm confused.
What this ultimately winds up creating is when the time comes that Evan actually passes away, whatever is boiling up between Leon and Min, be it in future episodes when he's finally just trying to see her powers, whatever happens, it's not going to end well. We already know that because Leon is nowhere near her in present time. They're not together anymore physically. Right. He is God knows where. Like, we joke he's not real or he's in space, but he's clearly...
He has a neck tattoo.
Yeah, he has a neck tattoo. why? Because he was hurt, maybe. Maybe he just has, I don't know. But anyways,
that's
like,
always been our theory.
It doesn't end well. So we're just kind of wondering, like, what was his end goal? And I realize not everyone's going to handle things perfectly. And clearly that's, he didn't. And he's just a person. He's a fictional person, but he's a person. It just, it's odd. It's an odd way to have gone about it because he knows he's dying. But rather than let Leon in to be the next person who could do something for her, he just sort of keeps pushing him out.
No matter how many times I think that he says that Leon is family and everything, he's still sheltering Min and teaching her not to trust anyone but him.
Yeah.
So even when stuff gets super hard, like, she knows she can only trust Evan.
Right.
And
which is going to be not good when Evan's not around and he's not bothering to tell her that he's going to kick the bucket.
Right, and he's like, Leon, no, you're not ready for that, but listen, I'm dying.
So. Wait. Hey, bro, I'm dying, but you're not ready for anything. But I am dying, but don't tell anybody. And you're right? Also, you're not ready for anything.
And Leon, like, even thinks to himself when they're up at that skyline, he's like, I just had to get away. Like, I know we're not a happy family, like he says we are. I just had to get away.
Well, right.
And I'm like, well, no kidding, kid. I would probably want to get away from all that, too.
You're like, well, A, I have feelings for this girl. She probably doesn't have them for me. The guy, like, her brother won't let me help her. And I'm going to go try and devise a plan because sometime in the near future, I will be going to space.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre, but that is where we left off, was they had their lovely morning after. If you're listening to this, actually, there was one more update if you're listening to this, because we're talking up to episode 52, but episode 53 will have come out for you. We will not talk about it for now, because we actually have something very special planned in the near future. It'll probably be in the next probably month or two when it comes out, but we're going to have a really special episode on FaZe. And if you are not a part of our Discord, we would very much implore you to join, because you could probably contribute to this very special episode we have coming up, but only if you're in our Discord, so.
Only if you're in our Discord. So if I were you, I would join the Discord, because we have something big planned, and you can be a part of it. And it's going to be super exciting. And I know if I was a fan of FaZe and Joe and Leon and Min and everyone and Jacob as Elsa and even Shu, you should get there, because this is a great opportunity for
it
you.
It is. We're not even going to say it on here. You got to join our Discord. No, but seriously, we're really, really so excited. Like I said, we bother Joe a lot. So we were talking to Joe, and we have something pretty fun planned. So join our Discord and you will find out. And if you can't or you don't want to, that's totally fine. Just look forward to this episode that's going to be coming out in the near future, because it's going to be really cool and fun and exciting, and we can't wait.
Yes.
We're like freaking out. Also, if you're watching this right now on Thursday, here's a fun fact. Tiff and I are currently in the same place.
Yes, Tyler and I are going to be at the same place when you are watching this episode. We are going to be together, like
in the same room, probably. Well, maybe it'll be like 9 a.m. Probably I'll be awake. We'll be drinking coffee.
We will be drinking coffee
together.
Together in real life. Like, okay, so if you guys don't know, it's so funny because a lot of people think that Tyler and I are like lifelong friends, but
we see
aren't.
That. They're like, oh, they've been best friends forever. And we're like, no, we met last year, but that's really nice.
Yes, we met through the Webtoon community last year and, you know, just decided to do this together because we just love Webtoon so much. And we're like the same person. And we developed a really awesome friendship. And I told Tyler, I was like, you know, I called her the one day and I was like, I really wish I could get coffee with you. Like, and we could just talk about Webtoons in person. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to visit you. And here we are. Tyler's coming and she's going to be staying with me for a week and we're going to be doing all sorts of fun content together. So
the next content that comes out on our channel will likely be something that we film together in the same space, because this is the last thing we'll be recording before I physically go and see Tiff. And you could look forward to that. We're going to be trying to film probably a bunch of top fives, maybe just some fun Webtoon related videos, a podcast or two if we can get it in, and
TikToks.
TikToks, lots of things. There's gonna be so much, and we're just so excited because I think when we're in the same place and our brains and our energy are flowing all over the place, oh my god, the weird stuff we're gonna make for you guys. You don't even, we're just so excited to yell about webtoons in the same place.
Like, we have never met each other physically, so literally. Like, this is gonna be amazing. We're so excited.
Sunday, I leave Wednesday, my bag is packed.
Her bag, she's been looking at the weather for like 3 weeks now. We'll be like Min and Leon at the airport. I'll be like, ah! Only we'll be like wild and crazy. My husband's just holding the camera like, what is happening?
I love that. You're like, he's gonna come and record us. And I'm like, oh boy, your poor husband.
He is not ready.
I don't think he's ready for my presence, even a little bit.
He's like, you talk to Tyler more than you talk to me. And I'm like, well, maybe.
We're like, sorry, this is our life.
This is our life. Yeah, we're really excited. Long lost friends meeting for the first time. Should be a webtoon.
Only took like 27 years, but I found her.
We found each other. Friendship right there. Future friends now. We friends right now.
Exactly. That's why we're Be My Friend.
That's actually, why we called
it's actually
it.
Not. We will explain someday, maybe. Well, this has gone off the rails because it's us. So you enjoy listening to us just completely go off the rails about FaZe and our found friendship. Please let us know. Comment down below. Fireworks. We're so freaking excited to see each other, and we're so freaking excited to make more webtoon content. We're so excited for FaZe, and we love you, Joe, and we love you, FaZe. And
we love you, FaZe, Leon. Even though you are hurting us right now.
It hurts, but you know what? It's a good hurt. I understand it. It has to happen.
It has to happen. I'm ready. I still love Leon, and I'm ready, I think. Just get me some flavors to go down with the ship.
Time to the train track. I'm ready to get hit.
We hope you enjoyed this show, and we will see you all soon. Over and out.